The proposed Donlin gold mine on the Middle Kuskokwim River has started the long multi-step permitting process, but before any permits can be granted, the project is subject to an environmental impact statement. This includes a series of public meetings. Some have already taken place in rural Alaska, and another is scheduled for this evening in Anchorage. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Mark Earhart reports.
The proposed Donlin Gold Mine is a 16-year-old venture between Barrick Gold and Nova Gold to explore the estimated 33-million-ounce gold reserve. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is preparing the Environmental Impact Statement to analyze the effects of the open-pit gold mine, located 10 miles north of Crooked Creek, on the Kuskokwim River. The Corps isn't the only agency involved in the process. The Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency, along with other federal and local entities, all have a say. Officials say the study will identify potential physical, biological, and social impacts from all phases of the project and help to decide if the mine will be awarded the various permits needed to actually break ground. The nearly three-year EIS process is part of the National Environmental Policy Act and started December 14th. Don Cool, project manager with the Corps, says the first step is called the scoping process.
That's the period during which we're trying to gather information regarding any concerns or issues that may be out there.
Public comments were taken at meetings in Bethel, Aniak, and Crooked Creek. The next meeting is in Anchorage tonight at 6 p.m. at the Wilda Martson Theater. More meetings are scheduled for Quinnahock, Nunapichuk, and Akiak. Public comments and concerns will be taken until March 29th.
And that information will be used in preparing the draft EIS.
Cool says that is the next step and should be completed in October 2014. Then Cool says there will be another series of public meetings to review the draft EIS. The final EIS is scheduled to come out in October 2015, with an ultimate decision on the permitting process coming November that same year. Communities along the Kuskokwim have raised concerns about the possible effects the almost 2,000-foot deep mine could have on subsistence foods. People are worried not only about the pollution the mining process could entail, but also the increased barge traffic along the Kuskokwim River. Donlin Gold has said it's committed to keeping the surrounding area free from tailings and other waste. The project summary includes plans for a waste storage facility and other safeguards. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers encourages anyone who wishes to comment on the study to attend one of the meetings or go to donlingoldeis.com or email comments to comments@donlingoldeis.com. Again, comments will be taken until March 29th. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.